Iowa is now the 11th state to allow sports betting, and six casinos say they're ready to sign up players and begin taking bets. New regulations allowing betting began today at noon. Casinos in Altoona, Bettendorf, Osceola, and Waterloo will offer betting on-site and through a mobile app. Casinos in Burlington and Council Bluffs will offer on-site betting only for now until their mobile systems are set up. Gambling regulators say at least two more casinos could be approved by the end of the day. Eventually, most of the state's 19 state-regulated casinos are expected to offer sports betting. In Iowa, players must first travel to a casino to prove their age and identity and set up an account. Mobile betting is allowed only within the borders of Iowa. Former Governor John Hickenlooper today ended his long-shot bid for the Democratic presidential nomination, saying he may instead challenge one of the most vulnerable Senate Republicans in 2020. In a video message, Hickenlooper said he had heard from many in his state urging him to enter the Senate race. Nebraska state government has started its new fiscal year with higher-than-expected tax collections. The Nebraska Department of Revenue announced today the state's net tax receipts in July totaled $285 million, which is nearly 5% above the official forecast of $271 million. The Iowa Department of Transportation will close Hamilton Boulevard briefly tomorrow night to accommodate bridge replacement work on Interstate 29. Hamilton Boulevard and one lane of southbound I-29 will be closed at 6 p.m. tomorrow until 7 p.m. on Saturday, weather permitting. The work is part of the ongoing I-29 project through Sioux City. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.